to some of them inside their shelter. You might see one of the boys is clutching some little cart with their beans on. If they hadn't thought to bring any food in their bags that morning, they had to go and get food aid, which came around sort of every 10 minutes, and they had to go and queue up and get what they could. And it was just a really good way of getting them into the topic at the start. Second one, I got these off Steve Bunce, which is really, really cool. We did a topic called Robot Wars, and we actually got some little robots so they could control and move around, so that got them really into the topic as well. We did Around the World in 33 Days about Turkey, and I set the classroom up like kind of a plane. We had rows of chairs for seats, and I showed an in-flight video. Then we went to the staff room, and the staff room was Turkey, and they kind of sat on their deck chairs, or they had cocktails, alcoholic cocktails, or they were kind of like doing water sports and stuff like that. Then we went back and they wrote sort of little postcards about where they'd be. In year four, they did dinosaurs. The children came in the morning to find the classroom trashed, massive dinosaur footprints in a big nest with a dinosaur's egg in the middle. So they're really excited about that. They're doing invaders and settlers at the minute. They all have come in dressed as Celts. And then one of the teachers came in dressed as a Roman and took all their stuff. and this is just the year three one as well. They set the hall up as an art exhibition. They all got to go around and explore new artists, write down which ones they liked, what they liked about them. And then at the end of the topic, they produced an art exhibition of their own work, so it sort of rounded it off nicely. So that's just how we start things off to really get people excited. The children really love them, and it's just a nice way to start topics.